it's semi-silly, but it's a good pop tune.
Well, I think that, I mean, it's definitely an accurate picture of what was going through Ray Davies' mind at that point in his life, I think.
Neil Shepard did You Can't Go Far Without a Guitar Unless You're Ringo Starr from 1964. That was certainly silly. We heard the Beatles from the Love album, a mashup between The Benefit of Mr. Kite and I Want You, She's So Heavy. And then we heard that the Brazilian band there.
Os Mutantes, The Mutants. Yeah, Caminante Noturno. It's about taking a walk at night. It's actually about picking up hookers, but the lyrics are sparse enough that you could be forgiven for not catching that reference. And of course, all the words are in Portuguese as well.
And behind us right now is Ringo Ska. And their cover of Because. Because done in a Ska version. Anyway, we have an hour left to go here, and before the Songs from the Squid Pod comes in with his Rockin' 80s show, and I know he's here in town, so he will be here, and we have to figure out what to do with this last hour. We've got some Frank Zappa queued up for you, don't we?
Yes, yes. We were talking about songs about Rudy. Rudy Can't Fail got mentioned in there. Will it be queued up?
Yes, that's queued up too, but we're going to start with Zappa.
Oh, we're going to start with Zappa. Okay, so we were talking about Rudy and whether he's got a bus in his future to be under. But so this actually is a completely different Rudy. This is from Zappa's album called Chunga's Revenge. It's the first one he got Flo and Eddie to sing for him. And the song is about representatives from the musicians' union coming in and selling you on the benefits of joining the musicians' union, which Frank didn't really think there were any.
Well, let's hear the song then on WMFO in Medford.
Howdy doody, I'm the union man. Rudy Valley. Rudy Valley, Rudy Valley, Rudy Valley, Rudy Valley, Rudy Valley, Rudy
Bohemians often bear the free.
9:20 here at WMFM Medford. We're doing this Cold Turkey Radio thing, an abbreviated version from the historic times of the 90s and early aughts when we did the show for many, many hours. But we're here and reviving it because we haven't done it in many years. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. And, glad to be here.
And welcome, Diane.
Thank you also.
Oh, what? Say that again, Dee?
Thank you also.
Oh, there you are. Okay. And these faders are all over the place here. I get a little confused. And right now behind us is some instrumental music, new music from Amy Denayo. It's called The Artist Arrives from her Eureka CD that just came out a couple months ago.
You sure it's her? There's no accordion.
I'm pretty sure that's her. There's an accordion there.
Oh, that is the accordion. Okay. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And we've been hearing other instrumental music before. There's a cover of the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds by YYY. They did a tribute to the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds a couple of years ago. I think it was the 50th anniversary thereof. Van Dyke Parks, the All Golden.
Yes, that's from Van Dyke's first solo album, which is called Song Cycle, pretentious title. And Van Dyke Parks is best known, I think, for being the guy that wrote the lyrics for the Smile album that was supposed to be a Beach Boys album in 1967 and ended up being a Brian Wilson solo project 40 years later. Very peculiar, elusive lyrics, also elusive lyrics. I think that he's trying to tell an alternative history of the westward expansion, which makes it also pretty appropriate Thanksgiving weekend music, doesn't it?
Yes, we've been having a lot of appropriate Thanksgiving music tonight throughout the set. And before that, we went to some silly stuff. We played Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips because you thought of that after we prior to playing Rudy Valley going way back.
Right. Well, we were doing a set of Rudies. We should do the set in upside down order. We started out by playing Rudy Wants to Buy Yez a Drink by Frank Zappa from the Chunga's Revenge album. And again, I will say that was the first project he did where he had the former lead singers of the Turtles in his band doing his stuff, which they were actually totally down for. They were really glad to get out of the top 40 straitjacket, and they really, really, really enjoyed their time with Zappa. So having done that, we then did what we were supposed to do, which was
Rudy Can't Fail.
Rudy Can't Fail by The Clash.
Which was a request, actually, going out to Perry in Somerville, who's currently in California.
Oh, okay. Well, he can listen on internet. I hope he heard it.
Yes. Well, he wanted to do that because he felt Rudy's going to get thrown under the bus.
Yes. Trump certainly we all hope himself. So.
Well, but as you mentioned, the teeth that he has, he'll bite through the tires of any bus anyway.
Right, right. And then we followed that up with the Specials, a live version of A Message to You, Rudy. And then, since we were talking Rudy's, I said, do you remember this old geezer from the 1920s named Rudy Valley? He was the Sinatra before Sinatra. And, you know, what I know about him is he used to sing through a megaphone because, again, they hadn't invented the microphone yet. So that was music your great-great-grandparents got off on, kids.
And it's
doesn't work for me, and I'm old.
Well, you're not that old.
Okay, so having done Rudy Valley, we then did...
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, who, when he came out, he pitched the act to Warner Brothers as a revival of the music that was current in the 1920s and 1930s and, you know, updated with modern technology and modern instrumentation, thinking to make it relevant to the hippie generation. And it actually kind of was. You know, one of the reasons why ukuleles are a thing now was that Tiny Tim was the guy that brought the ukulele back from the 40s and 50s opprobrium that it had been in.
Oh, she still goes. She's looking at another 10 seconds anyway. I was saying we ran out of backing music, so we should probably just move on to some more music here. We're going to be rocking as fast as we can for this last 35 minutes of our show here on WMFO in Medford.
One, two, three, four.
Played with the snails and their smooth silver rails. Translate the tales that the hieroglyphs tell.
Sight and Sound in Concert, so which you can hear on Radio 1 and Radio 2 VHF and stereo. You can also see it on BBC 2 in colour. Tonight we have two very contrasting bands. Later on we've got the nuclear reggae sound of Steel Pulse. But to start off, we've got a very noisy audience here tonight. To start off, we have a band who have only been together 15 months, but they've done very well indeed, especially around the clubs. The records haven't done badly either. The latest album is called White Music. Would you welcome, please, XTC?
Guess you're out of your rap, I'm low, well, when we move.
Yeah, XTC Radios in Motion, live version of a BBC recording. I played that because prior to that we heard a new CD, Planet England by Robin Hitchcock and Andy Partridge, a tune called I Got My, but being that we heard them, I had to play some XTC following that. Prior to that we heard Wire. What was one of your CDs, Michael?
Yeah, Wire. The song's called The Finest Drops, and I think it's about drinking, but it's hard to pin an actual subject on an actual Wire song. So your guess is really as good as mine, I think. It's on the record called A Bell Is a Cup Until It's Struck.
And we started off with Colorblind James Experience, a blast from the past, back when we used to do radio here at the station very regularly in the 1980s. They were one of our favorites. And so brought them out of the woodwork for you there. Behind me right now is Dick Hyman's funny cover of Obladi Oblada, which is a funny song to begin with. And now this is making it funnier. But hey, you know,
this is one of those early Moog records, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The sounds from the Squid Pod will be, songs from the Squid Pod will be coming up shortly, and so we're going to be winding down here, but, you know, Thanksgiving is over now. It's still Thanksgiving.
And I can be very thankful for that.
Yeah, so I came across a couple of new Christmas tunes, which I'm going to bring you away. Actually, one of them was performed right here in this very studio back on our live music day in October. We had Larry Newman in here, and he did his funny Christmas song. So we'll hear that, and we'll hear another funny Christmas thing from Randy Rainbow to get us in the mood that we're going to be forced to get into very soon here on WMFO in Medford. 4 hours of radio, that's not too bad. So, it is what it is, and thank you for being out there. Carry on, all.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and red-nosed reindeer. We'll be bringing him down. Pretty paper on all the packages underneath the Christmas tree. And Santa looked a lot like Daddy when I saw him kissing Mommy. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Frosty snowman's right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree. They wanna go for a sleigh ride. A jingle bells are jingling all along the way. And my dream of a white Christmas ain't here on Christmas Day. Do you hear what I hear? Sang carolers on a silent night. And Daddy drank up our Christmas money, and you know that just ain't right. I'll be having a blue Christmas at this most wonderful time of year. Hark, the herald angels sing, give me more Christmas cheer. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Frosty snowman's right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree. They wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling all along the way. And my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day. And my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day.
Oi, that was terrific, man. That was great. If we have to have a Christmas song on October 26th, that's the one I want to hear.
Okay.
Over. My costume was a drag. Thanksgiving was a turkey. I'm still bloated. The news is such a horror show. Each day I wanna gag from the way that half the fucking country voted.
You know, actually, guys, I'm sorry. Who wrote this? This is a Christmas song. I don't really want to get political. And there's profanity. It's like...
Randy, you wrote it.
Let's continue.
But when I'm drowning in my dread and I start clutching straws and wishing that the world would disappear, my calendar reminds me to snap out of it because it's finally my favorite time of year.
Hit it.
Everything is quite abysmal, from MSNBC and CNN. The future's looking dark and rather dismal, but I don't give a crap because it's Christmas again. I'm hanging mistletoe on my devices and kissing social media goodbye. I'm only browsing retail, so don't send me an email. I set my automatic out of office reply and it says, hey girl, it's Christmas. I'm packing up and putting down my phone for the day. Hey girl,
hey.
It's Christmas. And everything is merry and especially gay. So build a little snowman. home and let the party begin. By next year, global warming will have done us all in, but not yet. Hey girl, it's Christmas, so melt your cares and worries away. My TV's tuned to Turner Classic Movies, and Judy's singing, let your heart be light. The tree is all a glitter, and I'm not checking Twitter, so Santa Claus, don't slide into my DMs tonight. Hey girl, it's Christmas. Put on Mariah Carey and pour me a drink. Hey girl, it's Christmas. So everyone shut up, cause I don't care what you think. Any other time of year and I'd be feeling my stress, but all this Yuletide cheer has got me feeling like yas. Hey girl, it's Christmas, so shut your stupid face and chase your worries away. It feels like everything's brand new and I can't stop my silly grin, because it moves me and there's magic in my mood. And even though Jewish, and I'll probably just stay in and watch a movie, smoke a joint, and order Chinese food, I just can't help but feel alive around December 25, when decorations gleam and snowflakes start to swirl. So honey, wipe away your blues and just turn off the freaking news. Let's put a pin in all that mess, because it's Christmas, girl.
Put a pin in all that mess, because it's Christmas, girl.
Let's cut the shit.
And if only for a moment, find the good in all men. Listen, when New Year's hits, we all can hate each other again. But for now, hey girl, it's Christmas, so chase your stupid worries away.
And I want to sing this song tonight, especially for those of you who might, as I do, have loved ones overseas. And here's hoping that they come home safe.
You getting the spirit out there? it's going to become omnipresent really soon. But there's an unusual version of Jingle Bells done by a recently deceased Indonesian artist. His name was Dejak Frianto. And I did his obituary on Bubbles in the Think Tank last Saturday night and played this for the Bubbles posse. And in fact, this Saturday night, Belinda will be back and she'll be doing her retrospective radio obituary for the past radio obituary year. Which means this won't be in it because this goes into next year. We're just about out of time here. We've got the music from the Squid Pod coming up. So do stick around for that. Lots of cool 80s sounds and keep you rocking through the night. We had fun here. Thank you, Michael, for coming down and being a part.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you, Dee, for all your help and instituting some of the songs off of the interwebs.
Ditto what Michael said.
Excellent. And I guess I will just sign out a track. I keep calling it Trackblaster, Spinatron. I'll sign out a Spinatron here and make way for Subway Fair. We'll be coming your way very soon. This is WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening.